The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Something to say? Follow us on Twitter at TNT Radio Empire and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Nick's doing some live comedy tonight and tomorrow night, right?
Yes, I'll be at Nebraska Brewing Company in Omaha tonight. Shows at 8 p.m. and then the Gold Slipper in Dunlap, Iowa tomorrow night. And then Barleycorns in Wichita Friday, October 1st, and the Red Shed in Hutchinson.
Out of Hutchinson, Kansas.
The 22nd.
What date on that?
The 22nd.
22nd. Craig, stop stepping on him. Jeez.
Austin's going to be in Hutchinson with me.
Austin is?
Austin Anderson.
Oh, cool,
yeah.
Man. Right, that'd be fun. And what the hell day is it? Oh, it is Friday.
Friday. Jesus. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I lost track.
Does our streaming suck again today?
Not that
I've
I'm aware
had,
of.
I've had 47,000 emails.
I've gotten none.
Well, then it must not be. Yeah. Then it must be great.
Can you plank and stream?
I don't know.
In the morning?
I've tried it.
It was on this date in 1983, Vanessa Williams became the first black woman to be crowned Miss America.
Yeah.
And then forced to surrender her crown after Penthouse magazine published some of the naked pictures of her.
Yeah, with another woman. Oh, my God. It's crazy.
And did she have hair?
And then she,
yes.
Yeah, oh yeah, we saw
some. I recall.
We've got Bush. We've got Bush.
What year was that?
84.
And then, this was 83.
And remember, it was disgrace, and all of a sudden, she was a huge star. Still is.
And then they gave her crown back and said, hey, come on back and judge these others.
As long as you shave first. I think they told her that.
Yeah. It's one condition.
It's later. It's the early 90s now. Shave.
I rarely like the shows that my wife watches on TV.
Right.
But she had one on. And apparently these two attractive girls on this show, they were like, they were talking about when they'd kissed. And I'm like, this one's kind of interesting. Then they were having a sleepover. The one's like, I'll sleep on the floor, because the one didn't know if she was like into girls or not. And then they end up in bed together and they kiss again. I'm like, here we go.
And you're saying it out loud?
Yeah.
There we go. Okay,
and
there
then
we go.
The one girl's like, I'm just not feeling it. I'm like, this show sucks too. It was
I'm
so
done.
Close to being like, okay.
Oh, yeah. All right. I don't know. I don't watch it. My wife watches that Bachelor in Paradise.
Ooh.
And guess who's on it? David Spade.
Really?
He's the host.
Oh, I think I did see that.
Nice.
He's freaking hilarious.
He's so funny.
That's got to be harsh.
No, because he's funny. He treats it the way it is.
Yeah.
I mean, he's looking at it like, I'm a 45-year-old guy here hosting this, and how you doing? My favorite line, he shows up. The bartender's a big part of that show, too. I don't watch all the time. I've seen bits and pieces of David Spade on it. And there's a bartender on there they talk to about who's hitting on it. So Spade shows up one morning. They're on an island, a beautiful island somewhere, and he goes, how you doing this morning? And the bartender goes, good. How are you? And Spade goes, I almost died from sun poisoning yesterday. Otherwise, I'm fine. I mean, he's just hardcore and David Spade-ish, I should say.
Yeah.
It keeps you a little more interested, even though I don't watch it. Yeah.
That's a great job for him. You want to hang out on this tropical island with a bunch of beautiful girls?
He's just having fun. Yeah.
Did you see they're doing a Naked and Afraid spinoff that's a dating show? I think it's on Discovery Plus, their streaming service.
But they're not going to blur the penis?
It's called Naked and Afraid of Love. So they're on an island somewhere, naked, and...
But they never... It's not... They're naked, but we don't get to see it, right?
I don't know. Like I say, it's on their streaming service, so they could show it, whether they will
they
or not.
They probably won't.
They won't.
No.
I think they need
won't.
To do a show where they just are naked.
I like the, that it's like, the penis the you're worried about being blurred.
Yeah. Well, I've seen a lot of vagina.
Not lately.
I never got that show because I know that's... It sounds like you want to see people naked, but to me, you should be able to see them naked.
No, I just want to see them afraid. No, I've seen that show, and it's just lame.
It is lame. They are naked. I know that, but right. We don't see yeah. anything, but so what's it matter?
But I like, at least on this angle, they're embracing the fact that they're actually, naked, and they're probably going to hook up.
Right, right.
You know, that's what they're there for.
Right.
See, I'd like that better. That Naked and Afraid's a lot of like that Seinfeld Bad Naked.
Right, it is bad.
You're
naked.
Trying to start a fire.
And there's bugs all over them. Yeah. You're getting bit. Right,
it's dirty.
That's just a survival show.
Right, mm-hmm. But they're naked.
Because they've run out of ideas. Oh, let's get them naked.
Right.
How many different survival shows can you do?
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
We are told that scientists say that they have come up with the magic number of steps that you should try and hit to reduce your risk of early death.
A day?
A day.
Okay.
47.
Is it 10,000?
It's 47.
I know my walking app always says 10,000.
Yeah.
A day. That's a lot, by the way.
What does Ray say? The ideal amount of steps to take every day.
46.
You were close.
I was close.
I'll tell you what. I have that app on my phone, and it's funny because I do walk a lot, but some days I'm like anybody else. I'm a couch potato, and especially if I'm not feeling that good. And I wasn't for a couple of days, obviously. And I looked at that app a couple of times, and it literally said 14 steps. And it was like, by then it was like 3 in the afternoon, said 14 steps. Said, holy hell.
Yeah, well, the problem
you know, with- you have to carry your phone with you all the time for yeah. account. But even then, I still had my phone with me.
I don't remember 6 of them.
I know.
Probably.
Like, that seems like a lot.
The problem with that is not all steps are created equal.
Well, yeah, if you're walking upwards, I get it. But right. But just in general, 10,000 steps, what they used to say.
If you're walking on an incline.
Oh, I know. That works, your, more. That works your heart more. But right.
And if you're walking backwards, it's worth 10.
Right.
40% more.
Yeah. I thought it was 10 times more.
I don't buy that, but I know you burn 40% more calories when walking backwards.
All right.
So it's worth more there.
So what's the optimal amount
the
of steps?
The magic number of steps.
And this doesn't mean walking and smoking cigarettes either, by the way. But it does. You're still
they
walking.
They don't mention that.
You're still walking. Yeah, you're still walking. Yeah.
They don't mention that in right. the JAMA Network Open.
You could be walking and drinking, walking and smoking as long as you're making the steps.
Getting your steps in.
Now, they also do say don't smoke.
Yeah.
So it's assumed that they don't want you smoking while you're walking.
That's true.
Buzzkill.
How many steps a day, Chris?
7,000.
Okay. That's a little easier to hit than 10. 10 is a lot. I should know this. 10 is about, you're going.
More than 7.
No, you're going 4 miles at least for 10,000 steps.
I thought it was 5.
Somewhere around
5.
That
was the number that was stuck in my head. It was 10,000 steps was like 5 miles.
That's probably it, Puss.
I don't know what the average human stride is.
Well, unless you're like Manute Bol, you're walking
about
like the rest
feet.
Of us. You know? I mean, most of us have the same stride.
But
That's about right, Puss. Because
there's about 2 feet.
There's a lake in town that it's basically about 9 miles. One side of it is 5 miles. The other side is 4 miles. And I'll walk varying degrees on those. Either I'll do the 5 mile loop or I'll do the 9 mile loop or the four mile loop. And you're right. 5 miles is about 10,000.
About 10,000 steps. Right. Yeah.
I counted once going around the track, you know, a regular 400-meter track, 440-yard track, and it took me 500 steps. So 2,000 steps to a mile.
It's a lot less than 500
so
miles.
So 10,000 would be 5 miles.
Five miles.
Yep.
The math works out.
We walk 500 miles and I would walk 500
Yeah. Now, if you run, you're going to stride a little more.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're going to be stupid because running's stupid.
Running is dumb. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've thought about going on a walk recently because I pulled a muscle while I was sleeping, and I haven't been able to like do the exercising I've been doing, so I don't want to make it worse.
Yeah.
But when I've envisioned going on a walk, I'm like, well, I could, you know, mix a big cocktail and just have that with me when I go. Like, it kind of defeats the purpose. I'd still be moving.
You're still moving.
At some point, you should probably just invest in one of those Camelback things and just fill it with margarita.
That's a very good idea.
Yeah, you have two hosts, one margarita and one actually stuff that's good for you.
I think if you injure yourself,
Bloody Mary,
if you hurt yourself,
here's tomato juice.
Sleeping, you should not participate in any physical activity whatsoever.
No.
Because how'd you hurt you? Sleeping. Well, then you better.
So, how much does that add to your life, 7,000 steps a day?
7,000 steps is, depending on how fast you walk, 3.1 to 3.6 miles.
Right.
But they say that researchers kept tabs on roughly 21,000 people between 38 and 50 years old for roughly 11 years. The study found that people who walked at least 7,000 steps a day had a 50 to 70% lower risk of premature mortality from any cause.
Is that,
that's a lot.
Is that average? It's got to be average. Because some days you're not going to walk 7,000. Some days you might walk 10,000. You know what I mean?
Yeah, probably. It's probably average. It's probably
14.
Or how far would this take you? Guess who's happy that I brought that back yesterday? Way happy.
I can't imagine.
The Twitter handle, TNT 500.
Oh, yeah.
The guy tweeted out yesterday, I'm back, baby, because he heard a song. He heard me play it yesterday. I haven't played that in months. He goes, I'm back, baby.
Yeah, I don't think you can do the old Stephen Wright bit where you just get all your steps in at once.
No, you can't.
Yeah. Right.
Just walk straight for a couple of months and say, I'm done.
So like, at an average pace, if you're walking, what, about roughly like 3.5 miles, that's what, 45 minutes to an hour walking?
No, 4 miles is, if you walk like a regular person, just walk, 4 miles is an hour, 15 minutes a mile.
Yeah.
I do it all the time. It's almost down to a science now.
That's a pretty good pace.
And while you're walking, you're not moseying, but you're not walking fast. You're walking.
Just a good regular steady walk.
Right.
Yeah. That's about 4 miles an
hour. Like you walk down to the bathroom. Yeah, unless you
sometimes I'm a little quicker depending on what the clock
says. That's a good point. If you got the squirts, you're running down.
Yeah,
there.
Do you burn more calories if your cheeks are clenched?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Push, do you?
A little bit.
How about the goat's cheeks are clenched?
He's not familiar with that.
Right. Now, when you sit on the treadmill, when you're walking on a treadmill, what kind of pace do you pick there?
About 3.5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I read something about that people tend to walk faster if they're not on a treadmill. People tend to underestimate their pace.
Well, walking on the ground burns more calories than the treadmill.
If you're actually moving your weight.
You're walking flat.
Right.
Yeah.
With the treadmill, you got the option to do the incline.
Right. And I get bored on the treadmill, so I'd rather be out walking.
But I used to do 3.5 on the treadmill now, and I've stepped it up since I read that.
Mm-hmm.
And, flat, I'll go a little over 4.
Okay.
If I'm going uphill, I'll back it off a little bit.
Now, does that say you're going to outlive a lot of nothing else wrong with you if you put a bunch of vodka on top of all that?
Well, see, vodka's one of the factors.
Craig, you're
in a general
you're
sense.
Such a buzzkill.
In a general sense.
What about moonshine?
See, I'll provide the buzz as well. I might be a buzz kill, but I'll bring one with me as well, and here's the moonshine.
Good.
Out of Hudson, Ohio, the mayor... The mayor of Hudson, Ohio, and Hudson High School parents are calling for the resignation of school board members and teachers.
Who would even actually try to be on a school board nowadays? All you do is get yelled at for doing the right thing most times. Sometimes you do the wrong thing.
The people doing the yelling.
Right.
That's who wants to be on the school board.
Right.
Here is the mayor of Hudson, Craig Schubert, during the school board meeting on Monday.
It has come to my attention that your educators are distributing essentially what is child pornography in the classroom. I've spoken to a judge this evening. She's already confirmed that. So I'm going to give you a simple choice. You either choose to resign from this Board of Education or you will be charged. Thank you.
So already a judge said, this is porn.
Who knows what the mayor is talking about here? Here's what the mayor is talking about. firing the school board members for child pornography and blah, 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 yakety schmackety.
Yeah.
High school seniors had to do some writing. It's a writing class, and it's kind of a college prep class as well. They got to do some writing. And to get some help with their writing, they were given a book called 642 Things to Write About. So, right. You know, you look at the, oh, maybe right. I want to write about that. Maybe right. I want to write about that. 642 things to write about.
51?
Right here's the number he goes off. I'm sorry. I can't stop him.
He can't help it.
I'm not turning his mic off.
It's
He's
his
great.
Thing.
It's his thing.
Many topics are perfectly benign, such as describing the worst Thanksgiving dish that you've ever had or what would be your perfect day as an astronaut, that sort of thing.
Uranus.
But here are some of the things that people are upset with that may have...
Is it child porn?
That you may or may not
okay.
Think, or you may or may not agree with the mayor on this. Is this child porn? And now, keep in mind, this is just something to kickstart some thinking.
It's a new game on the show called Is This Child Porn?
Trying to kick up some new bit here, Craig?
This is the new Who's Taller. Is this child porn? It's played every day.
High school seniors are writing this.
Every answer is no.
High school seniors are in this class.
Got it.
So we're talking to high school seniors.
They want to go to college. They're smart kids.
Yeah.
All right.
Describe your favorite part of a man's body using only verbs.
That's not child pornography.
Yeah.
That's a man. You said man's body, right?
That's a bit of a reach.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So
there's others.
Surprise, the mayor's a douchebag. What else?
No, the mayor's probably sitting on a pile of child porn.
Oh, yeah.
One of those guys that points fingers at everybody.
Yep.
That's child porn.
And this is not child porn, but one of the things to write about. You're a serial killer. What TV shows are on your DVR list and why?
Well, it's Dexter, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here's one. Write a sex scene you would not show your mom.
Can I show your mom?
I wouldn't want to show my mom.
That's not child porn. None of this is child porn. The guy had to throw out... You're right, Todd. This guy is projecting.
Yes.
Rewrite totally. The sex scene from above into one that you would let your mom read.
And these are high school seniors. They're 17, 18 years old anyway. I mean,
these are not child. No word is child in this thing.
They didn't give this to sixth graders.
Drink a beer. Write about the taste.
Yeah.
Well, again.
Well, you can't.
Technically illegal.
Not child porn.
No, not child porn.
Not child porn. You've just been caught in bed by a jealous spouse.
Yep, I've been there.
How will you talk your way out of this?
Jealous partner.
Let me rephrase that. How did you talk your way out of that?
I did not. I got slapped pretty hard.
And it wasn't a spouse.
And it wasn't a spouse. Thank you.
And the mayor's
clarify that.
The girlfriend, but she caught me.
The mayor's thinking it was a 12-year-old. Right?
Here's one. Describe a time when you wanted to orgasm, but couldn't.
Every time I wasn't orgasming? Yeah.
That's the
you
answer.
You mean like when I was writing a paper?
Yeah. How about now?
Or now.
Write an X-rated Disney scenario.
Ah. F and
Bull
Goofy.
Donald Duck in it.
F and Goofy.
I thought you go to Goofy, not like Ariel. Or.
I did go to Goofy. That's bestiality, though. That's probably not.
Cartoon bestiality. Yeah. You're weird.
Write about a room full of people who want to sleep together.
All right.
Well,
you're looking at one.
Right.
Write about gentlemen.
Yo. Write about the show.
Or write about the first time you had sex.
All right. These are not child pornography. None of this.
Okay.
Well,
that one,
technically.
That one might be.
That one might be.
No. Not if you're both kids. It's not.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. But
from someone else's perspective.
But you're putting it down on paper,
I'm not defending this guy at all. The guy was just projecting because he didn't want kids to be taught anything. He's one of those kind of guys.
No, but if you're splitting hairs and let's say.
Oh, don't say hairs.
Somebody. It could even be like a 17-year-old guy. That is a picture of his 16-year-old
girlfriend.
That's not
what this guy's talking about.
That's considered child porn, correct?
We didn't talk about pictures.
Yeah.
No, I'm not defending this.
Well,
mayor.
We're just talking about the many different definitions for what might be considered child porn.
Well, that's not.
Yeah. No, this guy's way off the mark. No doubt about that.
And that one's the only one that could be.
But even then, it's not.
Dicey,
he's talking about all of it.
Yeah.
Now, people were up in arms a cop, a police officer, Eric Durker there, called for the school to install cameras in classrooms.
What a nut
job. He says
job.
Police officers wear body cameras to monitor their behavior, and they have brief interactions with the public. You guys have our kids all day, and we do not know what's going on in the classrooms. I demand that there be cameras in classrooms as a matter of public record that we can pull and view what is being taught to our kids and what is being said to our kids.
In case the teacher shoots somebody?
That reminds me of this crap that's happening in this state. Because the teachers wanted to be able to teach kids to not hate because of your sexuality. And all these bozos showed up at all these school boards all across Nebraska and saying, we can't have that. Let us teach kids at home about this. You'll teach them to hate at home.
I want to know what this person that the mayor wants fired has on him.
Probably child porn.
Well, and if this is on it, how many things did you say was in there? Were that book 642?
Yeah.
Like, they just didn't read through all of those.
That's what they said. They came out and said, sorry, we didn't read all 642.
Yeah, who would?
We
That's
probably
a lot of
should
reading.
Have, but we didn't, and we'll try and do better next time.
24.
All right. Nosy bitches.
They should have read it.
God.
Write 500 words on seducing your grandmother. What? Oops, sorry.
You just thought that up?
Let's get a different book.
Not child porn, though.
But no,
it's not.
No,
that's grandma porn.
Grandma porn is not bad.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.